Hi. Oh my gosh, okay, this is scary. Okay. You guys, I wrote don't panic on my cover sheet. So we're good to go. We're fine. Okay, so hi everybody. My name is Maddie and I am just so happy and obviously very nervous to be in front of you today. So exciting. I live in Lakeshore with my perfect dog Riff and my slightly imperfect but wonderful husband Danny. That's him. Say hi. Thank you. And we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary yesterday. Thank you. I wrote pause for applause, so I was really hoping that would happen. Okay, so I'll start with just a tad about my background here. Basically, I grew up in the most loving home imaginable. My brother and my parents and my grandparents were not only my family, but also my best friends, and all were highly influential models in my spiritual formation. And a big part of that formation happened through a lot of questions. And I distinctly remember being a little girl and asking my parents, but how long is forever? Like, you know the answer. Like, how long is it, though? And they would be like, well, we don't know exactly. It's forever. And I would ask them, but how do we know that Jesus was a real person? And they were so gracious, and they embraced my questions, and they answered to the best of their ability, but they also encouraged me to do my research and to read the Bible and to also read science textbooks and to really just dig deep. And most importantly, they encouraged me to keep asking questions, and so I did. And as I got older, the questions that I had grew in social complexity, right? So the problem of evil became and still continues to be my biggest question, right? So I grew increasingly passionate about things like racism and sexism and mass incarceration and all of the other social injustices that we live with. And they all just seemed to directly oppose what I had been taught about loving our neighbors, which was really hard for me. And I could kind of understand them based on like the free will explanation, all of that. But even so, it was a lot to handle. And to make matters worse, then there were the biological injustices, right? And they were even harder for me to understand. So why in God's good design, creating us in his image, did terminal illness and schizophrenia and Alzheimer's and cancer exist? Well, my grandpa was a biology teacher for 40-something years and probably the biggest believer I will ever know. And as such, he was the perfect resource for a lot of these questions. And he would explain things to the best of his ability. And he also just maintained such a humility that in this life, we will never know all the answers. And he died of cancer 4 months ago. And I really, really hope that he has all the answers now. And I'm left with a lot more questions. Before he died, though, he got to see me get married 366 days ago. And it was particularly special for me because December 27th was also my grandparents' anniversary, which is why we got married on that day. And to honor their 58th anniversary, I wrote and sang a song at our wedding, focused entirely on the love that my grandparents have shown to me and to each other over the years. And being such godly people, my grandma's right over there. You can talk to her and you'll see it. It's no surprise that this song could just as easily be applied to Jesus' unfailing love for us. So this brings me to the less conventional part of my story, where I get to sing instead of speak. So let's all thank God for that. And Danny, can you play your guitar? Thank you.
So close, like I'm wearing a necklace. His hug is so tight and his prayer so strong. He's the steady steel pillar I can always lean on. They say love is patient, they say love is kind, slow to anger and quick to forgive. Well, my grandfather's love is as good as a comb, I can say without a doubt. I hope to have a love that my grandchildren write about. My grandmother's love, it is soft and it's patient. more priceless to me than my lucky charm bracelet. Her faith is so steadfast, her smile so bright, and I know that she loves me with all of her might. And they say love is patient, they say love is kind, slow to anger and quick to forgive. Well, my grandmother's love is as pure as a comb, I can say without a doubt. I hope to have a love that my grandchildren write about. To have a love that our grandchildren write about.